We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It is Sunday, my friends. The 17th day of April, 2011. And we're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, organization reaching out to the military and police, encouraging them to relearn the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Some of them never learned it, so they're also reaching out for some to discover it. And there are 10 orders that they will never follow, dealing with the police state takeover of this society. Oath Keepers growing all across the country, needed now more than ever. So that is coming up in the second hour of this live Sunday transmission. Now, I was aware of this several years ago with White House consultations, Homeland Security consultations, Pentagon cybersecurity consultations, Microsoft, of course, overseeing a lot of it, a plan to make you have a government ID number that will then be attached to thumb printers, biometric scanners that you notice are going in on almost all the new computers. It's all standardized already. To make you have an internet ID to surf the web, to purchase anything online, and it will track everything you do. And the White House admits the IRS will track in live time all of your purchases. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, just absolute total tyranny on the face of it. A step towards the cashless society system that they're setting up. They're first going to now establish the global digital currency, which is already operating as the SDR. Then have all the nations sign over their currencies to be controlled and denominated in that new global benchmark. That'll give the insiders even more control to rig and steal and engage in insider trading and currency manipulation. And then, of course, they will fully phase out cash, and all you will have is digital money, and then there'll be no escaping them. They will then be able to tax you and control the economy to a level that makes it impossible to be able to even afford to have a family or have children. And even if you think you'll be poor and have children, the welfare is going to be cut out by then. And this is in the Eco-Science written by the White House Science Czar. We actually have a new special presentation on it coming out in a few weeks. John P. Holdren, where he says, then when you don't have money, we're coming to take your kids and we're going to sterilize you. So that is the plan. They're going to purposefully bankrupt you and then they're going to come after you. This is a scientifically designed takeover system. But what was interesting about it being in the news this weekend, it actually hit the news on Friday, was that listening to Kim Komando today, the digital goddess, I happened to catch her in the car, she was saying it's an Orwellian takeover and will not make your ID safe. Then when I went and read all the news articles Friday, Saturday, and Sunday dealing with this, they all said it's total 1984, it's total takeover of society, it is a government-run surveillance grid. That in the face of the White House putting out a PR video via the Commerce Department and NIST, NIST that has tried to change the laws of physics on 9/11, they're lying about what it does, because in their own document that they're circulating out around with the Chamber of Commerce and others, they admit in here that this is what they're setting up. So the exciting good news is even the mainstream media is getting this right. It's so horrible. Here is the CNET News. That's a division of CBS. Obama moves forward with internet ID plan. Here's the Herald Sun. Sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. Here's Wired. Obama calls for secure online identity system. And if you criticize it, the Secretary of Commerce calls you a conspiracy theorist. So we'll be right back with this. We've got election 2012 heating up. I'll be breaking that down. I got a bunch of Libya news, financial news, earthquake news, Japan news.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have a completely jam-packed transmission lined up for you on this live Sunday edition, the 17th day of April, this Palm Sunday, 2011. Let me just do this. Let me just give you a smattering of the news headlines, because this is my greatest frustration in life, is that there is so much incredible news that totally proves the scientifically organized social engineering of our society into an absolute control freak paradise for the corrupt, parasitic ruling class. Now, this has been on the books for years. Homeland Security, the Pentagon, the Fortune 100, Microsoft, they've been setting it up for a long, long time. But now they're rolling it out next year. And the government already listens to your phones without wiretaps, totally illegal. They torture people to death, totally illegal, and don't get in trouble. The foreign banks steal tens of trillions of dollars and won't tell Congress where it went. And when it finally lawsuits get filed and it comes out who got the money, it's newspapers, TV networks, MSNBC, your tax money, direct secret payments to engage in propaganda. I mean that itself is an incredible level of brazen tyranny. And it goes on and on. But then I see news like this. Now, again, we covered this in Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that we released last year. And I'm not going, oh, we covered this. We're on top of things. I don't territorialize information. My goal is to get it out to everybody. The problem is bad as this news is, it's only one small quadrant of a larger animal. Because when I read a headline like this, I also then understand the internet kill switch and the know your customer system and the total control. You know, when you talk about a cashless society, that doesn't just mean that you don't have cash. It means everything you're doing is being tracked and controlled, and taxes can be raised to a level that's basically unlimited to fully control all commerce and to only let insiders basically engage in commerce. Now, what is the news I'm ranting about here? Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. CNET News. Here's the Herald Sun. Sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. That's an actual headline. Here's another one out of Wired Magazine. Obama calls for secure online identity system. Now, number one, it was the federal government 6 years ago that began to, with the Real ID Act, force the states to put RFID chips in their driver's license. Almost every state's complied. It was the federal government that in federal workers' IDs put RFID chip. It was the federal government and big industry working together in collusion, because big business is the government now. They run things. They write rules that shut down their competition. They write rules that gives themselves the corporate welfare. We're going to get to bona fide evidence of that in a moment. But with this system, they come out and tell you they're going to protect you from identity theft, when it's the government's adoption of these cashless systems and the types of systems that they've ordered through the bureaucracy be adopted, that when you go study the actual real security breaches and interview the top security specialist in the world repeatedly, as we've done, they all agree it's government and the Fortune 100 that are adopting systems that are made to be penetrated and hacked and controlled, because then they can come in with even greater draconian controls. All over the world, going back a decade ago, before this stuff even got adopted by government, thieves could go around, sometimes from hundreds of yards away, other times from a few feet away, depending on what type of system they had, and scan your RFID-based passport, your RFID-based smart card, your RFID-based keychain or cell phone, whatever system you're using for digital wireless commerce. And so the government's answer now is make somebody thumbprint or face scan to be able to even get online. And you notice almost all the new laptops coming out, almost all the new keyboards have the thumbprint on them. Microsoft, what was it, 4 years ago, had built into their new operating system a internet ID by thumbprint. It's there waiting. Well, here it is. And that's just some of the news that's going to be coming up today. I want to give you my take on Donald Trump, my take on Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, these different Republican candidates that have all have their exploratory committees going for the 2012 election season that is basically already kicked off with Obama's speech last week. I want to go over that, and I'd already done research over the years on Donald Trump a little bit, but I wanted to refresh my research on him in the last week or so, because it looks like now he may not just be engaged in a publicity stunt. He may really be getting ready to run, and I've got some issues with that. He may be popular with kind of trendy women voters and people that want a tough guy, a sugar daddy to fix everything for him. But in Donald Trump's world, he ends up with more, you end up with less. And he's not talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve. He's not talking about the corruption of Wall Street because he's neck deep in it. He's talking about, we go over and help them Iraqis, let's take their oil. People are like, yeah, give us some money. The oil companies already got the oil. The globalists got it. We paid for the war. They already got the oil. Comprende? And it goes back to this idiot level, very simple psychological understanding that the general public has that we get something out of the empire. And let's get that oil. That'll get us some money. The political ruling class steals whatever money comes into the treasury and then some. And that's what the Republican leadership wants to scapegoat unions and teachers and illegal aliens and people. When you could get rid of all those folks today, ship them to the moon, and it wouldn't even put a dent in the $1.5 quadrillion in derivatives created by the big six megabanks that they've paid Congress off and threatened through threatening to implode the economy 3 years ago if we didn't sign on to it. Now, that said, the illegal alien crowd, over 90% of them, when they do end up voting or become citizens, I've seen the Gallup numbers, vote to take my guns. Over 90% vote to take my private property. Because the moment they get here, well, they're put on welfare. The teacher crowd, most of them vote to take my guns and my private property and tell me what I can and can't do with my life. They're a collectivist, socialist, control freak, communistic, dangerous group. Most of these unions are full of good people, but their money is taken, and almost every dime of it given to the most socialistic Democrats and to anti-gun groups. I've been to anti-gun rallies, victim disarmament rallies, and all you see is union people there. And so let's get one thing straight. I don't like this group of domesticated hogs who are on the government dole or on the government trough and who think they want to collectivize the world so I can be part of their nanny state. Let's get that straight. I don't like you. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like your overall general position. Does that mean all the illegal aliens are bad? No. Does that mean all the teachers are bad? No. Does that mean all the unions are bad? No. But your leaders, the big union heads, the Mecha, the La Raza, all those groups from on every issue are the opposite of freedom. So I'm your enemy. Just get that straight. If I could have my Second Amendment and my taxes left alone and have my liberty left alone, I'd put a sombrero on and change my name to Sanchez. I could care less what color somebody is. But I don't want the giant poor hordes of people from Mexico coming up here and being turned into political slaves to then become citizens and vote to take my guns because they think they're going to get some more handouts from the government. Same thing with the unions, all of it. I'd go join a union today if they would actually come out with the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We'll be right back with all the news. There's so much of it. I'm going to get into this whole internet ID, cashless society system.
we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Look, here's the deal. Some days I get in here and I'm so frustrated and angry because I've studied history, I've studied our system of government, and I sit there and I look at my children, my three dear, sweet, intelligent children, I look at my wife, and I think about what type of future do they have? I mean, currently we're seeing the wages of globalism, the wages of a global corporate government is horrible. And then I see the general public. I listen to mainline talk radio, Republicans calling in, Democrats, libertarians, and very few of them really get it and understand what's happening, and that's what's frustrating. I don't then sit up here and feel like I'm really smart. It freaks me out that the system has done such a good job of deception and of dumbing people down that even though this information is really pretty simple, the public doesn't have much of a chance of ever understanding it. And that's why the globalists are doing such outrageous things. That's why they now admittedly take your baby's blood at birth for almost 40 years and kept it secret. That's why the UN gets caught and admits they had sterilants to vaccines worldwide. That's why governments in their own handbooks that we've covered here put the sodium fluoride in the water to reduce your fertility and give you bone cancer. And they write, again, all these books about why they're doing it to you, and they think it's funny, and they laugh that you'll never read their own publications, like the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. And the Pentagon announces that they are building the grid to take over the Internet. And then 2 months ago, Obama comes out with an announcement through the Department of Commerce that they're going to start breaking in over radio and TV with government announcements, and that the emergency alert system isn't just over radio and TV now, but that they have control over the Internet and the kill switch is in place. They're just trying to get the accompanying law now. But when I do get frustrated and angry, then I see things like these reports, and this is just three of many. Every report I looked at this weekend was negative. I've got CNET News, Herald Sun, Wired Magazine, Associated Press here somewhere, and I also, driving in to do the show today out of my own studios, I was listening to our local affiliate, 590 AM, with the vignette that was playing with Kim Komando, who does have good general internet computer advice, and she was decrying this as dangerous and saying that it gives the government total control over your life. But to see the White House come out with a straight face and say, yeah, there's a problem with identity theft, and so the IRS is going to hold your passcodes and is going to look at and watch everything you buy, sell, and do. And we're going to have your health records there. And every other federal agency is going to have access along with trusted major institutions. Now, you see, when you read a North American Union document or you read a European Union document, we cover this in my film Endgame. The bibliography online is whatistheendgame.com if you want to see these documents, the Treaty of Rome and others, the deal Bush signed that on record was treason up in Waco 6 years ago with Vicente Fox and others, the Prime Minister of Canada at the time as well. It was secret for 3 years till Judicial Watch sued and got it. And when they sued and got it, it was a North American Union agreement. Well, right after that happened, Bush didn't care. And we have this in Endgame. He came out on C-SPAN with Merkel of Germany and Barroso, the head of the EU at the time. Now it's Herman von Rompuy. But Barroso gets up there. And Bush says, we've signed the North American treaty merging the EU with the North American Union. 2007, we were merged. I mean, we're in a global government. The UN operates under 10 regions publicly. It's in all the official government documents. My Texas Department of Labor documents are filled out and sent to the North American Union. If you read on the forms, to the office of the North American Union. It's all official. And when they sued and Judicial Watch didn't got the SPP documents from their meeting in Banff, Canada in 2006, the year after the deal in Texas, and the executives didn't have the power to circumvent the Congress in Mexico, the Congress here, the Parliament in Canada, but they did it. The executives sign it, and a year later, there's about 112, I'm going from memory, but a little over 100 CEOs of Mexico, Canada, and the U.S., and they were there in a five-day conference, and the minutes are public now, and the first meeting point was, for trusted members of the media here, you're not, you know, you've signed agreements not to talk about this. We've got to integrate North America through stealth, and so the number one rule is secrecy. And then for the next few days, the Fortune 100 and change literally wrote agreements, and then they had working committees with the government heads from the different departments, the different bureaucracies under the executives of the three countries, and they agreed to use each other's troops to suppress insurrections, and that's now come out in the AP and Ottawa Citizen headline, U.S. and Canada to use each other's troops to suppress insurrections. I mean, it's on. And Mexico signed on to that, too. But see, that one issue is so massive that our government is completely run not by Congress. I mean, Congress all the time has to see Homeland Security documents, and they're told you're not allowed to see it. Bush signed executive orders. Obama signed executive orders on record. And the Homeland Security committees, co-equal with the president, say, we'd like to see those, and they say, no, national security. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's because you couldn't get them through government, but through lawsuits. Bloomberg, 2 months ago, as you know, got the documents on the trillions of dollars that have been paid out, and almost all of it was to foreign banks, private companies, private individuals, media, thousands of newspapers, MSNBC, CNN, direct payments from the Federal Reserve. The private Federal Reserve gets your money and gives it to Muammar Gaddafi, the German government, the Chinese government, British, Irish. Everybody's getting this money but us. I mean, okay. And I got to listen to these Republicans sit up there and tell me about some welfare mom is the reason I've got all these taxes going up? I mean, this is amazing. And then the AP's got out another disinfo article saying super rich see taxes drop dramatically. That's a lie. Unless you're talking about the ultra offshore rich. See, the Republicans tell you that all the rich are perfect and wonderful and did nothing wrong. No, there's the ultra-rich that get their money out of corporate welfare and using government to shut down their competition. And it's those rich teamed up with the illegal aliens, the labor unions. They're coming for the guns. They're going to tell the unwashed masses, we'll give you whatever you want, just take down the rich. And the poor people think the middle class is the rich, and they're going to shut down the middle class, not because the elite even want their money, so there's no competition to them in the future, and the poor will go on being poor. All right, so I'm ranting about the fact that we have an unelected government. That's what the world government is that it's select corporations and wealthy families. It's the classic names, the Oppenheimers, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Saxe-Coburg Gothas, you know them as the British Royal House of Windsor. I mean, just 3 weeks ago, the Queen of England suspended the Parliament in Canada because they didn't do what she said. And then they have all these TV shows about how the British have no power. When I've been in England, in London, they randomly shut down whole areas of London and say the Queen is not allowing anyone to use her roads today. And you're driving along with the cabbies while they're complaining about it. It's an exercise of power. The Queen doesn't allow billboards on the highways in the country. She owns most of Australia, most of Canada. Through the IMF and World Bank, most of our national parks were handed over in the mid-90s through Bill Clinton. And it's all on record. But see, the average American isn't stupid. They're experts on things that don't matter. They're experts on how to act cool at work. They're experts on how to watch football and know all the plays and all the characters and impress their buddies. Women know how to dress up like tarts. People know how to turn the TV on for their kids. They know how to eat Prozac and aspartame. They know how to drink sodium fluoride. People know how to take their Gardasil shots and have autoimmune disorders. They know how to lose. They know how to get hurt real bad. But the good news is even the mainstream media isn't buying this, and that's because the PDF is public. And it is the Internet ID, Internet Kill Switch tracking grid, so they can track everything you're doing. And I thought I'd play the deceptive PR video put out by NIST, a division of the Department of Commerce. It's all about commerce with these globalists, where they describe their new safe voluntary system. Of course, it's just like Trusted Flyer. You'll go through all these background checks. Let us control you. Let us turn your travel into something that's okay if we say it's okay. And then we won't stick our hands down your pants. But you notice they never get around to implementing that. That's all the airports are, concentration camp training. By the way, there's a congressman on record flipping out because they took his daughter away from him at the checkpoint to drag her off and grope her in front of him. This stuff isn't going to work. The globalists aren't going to break our will. They're not going to get away with it. But the point I was trying to get to earlier is this is a takeover by a select group of insider corporations that have written the rules for the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization. I know I keep hammering on this because this idea has got to get out there to people. And I've listened to Michael Savage probably once a week or twice a week when I'm driving around. I'll monitor his show when I'm able to hear it. And I finally heard him explaining the ultra rich are using socialism to rob the middle class, to transfer it to themselves, and that all corporations are not good, and that there are two different classes of companies, you know, the small mom and pop, or even the larger free market corporations versus the globalist, and that the world government is a takeover of the planet by a select group of corporations. And that's absolutely true. But see, Republicans are defenseless against that. Because they've been taught anything a corporation does is great. Corporation gets corporate welfare, it's good. Corporation has its own intelligence agency spying on people, it's good. Corporations take control of Congress, it's good. The only group you got to go after is that evil, nasty, bad Van Jones and George Soros. Well, you go after them, you're only going after some mid-level minions and one side of the coin. But again, the good news here is every article I read, every talk show I heard talking about it, got it and understood what was happening. But here is the ridiculous disinformation that the media points out in these articles is inaccurate, is a lie. Here is the ridiculous propaganda about trusted IDs, trusted purchasers. This is going to solve all your problems when there's this standard ID system. And of course, it never tells you in the 2-minute video exactly how it works. But then when you read the actual PDF, the White House, Homeland Security, the Pentagon, the IRS, they're trusted groups. They'll have the codes to your computer, your bank account, not like they don't already have them through the NSA systems, but now they're going to be able to use them. And they're going to monitor your account, not to spy on you, but to keep you safe, boys and girls. Why does the TSA stick their hand down your 2-year-old's pants and grab their genitals? Not to break your will and train you to have your kids taken away from you, and to train Americans that they're all basically criminals and prisoners. No, it's to make sure Al-Qaeda didn't put a bomb in there, because it's so scary about Al-Qaeda. Of course, there's no discussion of how Al-Qaeda is openly working against Gaddafi right now, or how the number two in Al-Qaeda is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon, and how that's all admitted. Let's continue here. Or how the head of the Naval War College a few years ago, one of their top strategists came out, Barnett, and said that the military does work for the Fortune 100 and not America. Let's go ahead and play this clip, because they admit here, oh, it's voluntary, which isn't true, And it's a select group of corporations and government. Well, what have I been telling you for 10 years? Because I read their minutes that are public, that the takeover of the web, how did I break down the takeover of the web was going to happen? Well, I read what they said at their consortium meetings going back to 2000, so I guess 11 years ago. They even met here in Austin before, Internet 2. And at Internet 2 meetings, it's the Fortune 100 or so. It's not usually the 500. That's not fair. With a selection of government agencies from around the world, with guess who? That's right, the heads of the biggest universities. I saw on the news where the University of Texas bought $1 billion in gold, and everybody's freaking out over it going, why'd they do that? Well, because they understand gold is now part of the new global commodity system and is operating in the interim as a major part of the new world reserve currency as the dollar is phased out. But I heard people going on local news, well, if UT's got $1 billion, why is UT buying, raising tuition? UT isn't even a university. None of these big universities are. They got a football team to make you feel like you're getting something. On average, none of you are going to get a job that's going to pay for that degree you got. UT is a private brokerage house, and UT in their fund, their liquid fund outside of their regular budget or their investments, has over $100 billion. So, of course, they're raising tuition and parking, and they're state-funded and own the largest percentage of oil and natural gas and private property in Texas. Of course, they got $1 billion in gold. So go ahead and go give them your money. That's only a small part of their business model. And you're not going to get any job out of it unless you get a Homeland Security-related job and as one of the new prison guards. But that's why sports is so big. That's why all this is so big, because it's all a facade for the ripoff that's going on. And I know you alumni don't like hearing that in your little boxes and feeling important and everything. UT is a big business. UT was involved with the seed money to set up Capstar and then Clear Channel and consolidate the radio market and then hand it over to Mitt Romney. So there's $100+ billion in there and $1 billion in gold. And guess what? You're going to pay more. And they're going to raise your taxes. And they're going to get that money. Because that's how America operates. It's a private organization and they run things. And you go to that LBJ International School, what do they teach you? Aaron Dykes went there. World government's good. The family's bad. Eugenics is good. What'd they teach my dad when he was at UT 40-something years ago? Same thing. It's bought and paid for by them. It's their school, their corporation, their building. And I say more power to them. I think it's great how they suck all the taxes out of everybody, and how they get all the state money, and how all you love it and lick their boots. It's what you want. It's what you get. You want to get hurt bad? They're going to hurt you. That's only one university. It's all the same. The water districts, the power districts are all quasi-private. They're all scamming you hardcore. Don't worry, though. Donald Trump's going to save you. Yeah, Donald Trump, he's going to save you. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm here as someone who studies history, studies politics, who knows what's going on, and I'm watching a private inside group of corporations rewrite the laws worldwide to shut down any businesses I start through red tape that they get government to pass so I can't compete with them. As they suck all this welfare, corporate welfare, out of me, and I watch the Fortune 100 openly funding the Mecha, La Raza, La Reconquista, End America, Open Borders, Aslan movement, I watch the big corporations to a group, unless it's like the Koch brothers, and they're not perfect, but at least they're pro-gun, so they get attacked. Every group out there, but a few, giving money to take my guns. And I have to sit here and put up with it. And I have to watch everybody getting ripped off. I have to watch tuitions go up with state universities to where these people are debt slaves for the rest of their lives. knowing full well that the university is only one small part of their business, and it's a totally sickening joke. You know, I heard a local talk show host today go, why are they putting in light rail? The Kyoto major studies that have been put out have shown, the Cato Institute, that's the word I was looking for, studies have shown it doesn't work. It's horrible. It fails. No one uses it. The U.S. is sprawled. Trains only work in compact cities. Why are they doing this? It doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense. The city council is one of the only cities in the U.S. to pass carbon taxes because the feds wouldn't do it and double everybody's power bill 2 years ago. The city of Austin is totally bought and paid for by the globalist, and it's a boondoggle so they can steal billions of dollars more from the taxpayers and take control of transportation. The name of the game is control. All right. I haven't even really gotten to the big story today, and we've got guests coming in studio next hour. We also have the head of the 10th Amendment Center here today with Stuart Rhodes, and I'm going to be interviewing him after the show for a PrisonPlanet.tv video. It's just so painful to watch everybody getting ripped off. It's so painful to watch people not being aware of how the world really operates. And I know there's listeners right now that think, oh, this is just this guy's opinion. No, it's not my opinion. None of this is my opinion. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I took the time years ago to read the Microsoft federal government deal for this new Internet ID taxing tracking system, and now it's been announced. But again, in the video the federal government put out, it's total deception. And I guess I should be more positive, because in the news articles about it, nobody is buying it because it is such a brazen lie. But that's what's so scary about this. Is that they just lie worse than ever now. Again, here are the headlines. Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. Herald Sun, sick of remembering your online passwords? Let the White House manage it for you. That's actually, the White House gives you a passcode for your cell phone, your bank account, your computer, your health records, and it's all accessible by them. I mean, I'm on the White House enemies list. That's been reported by multiple newspapers. I have George Soros attacking me every single week through Media Matters and his other groups. I mean, these people, I want them out of my life. These are gangsters. I mean, America, if they can stick their hands down your pants and put you in a radiation baker, why shouldn't you have to get a government ID to be able to log into your computer or anything? And that's what the cybersecurity system run by the IRS and Pentagon says in the PDF documents. Remember, they already told you it's an internet kill switch. And, oh, the government's going to be breaking in on your cell phone with announcements and your Twitter and Facebook. It's all being announced. How many years ago did I tell you this? Not because I'm smart. Not because I have a crystal ball. It's all public. I'm getting chills right now. It's all public. It's all public. This doesn't have to happen. It's public. The big six banks launder almost all the drug money and are allowed to. It's on record. The former head of the New York Stock Exchange in 99, when he was the head of it, Richard Grasso, went down to the FARC guerrillas in Colombia, and it was in Reuters, and said, invest your drug money with us or we're going to invade you. And they didn't do it, so they went and killed the head of the FARC. Did you know it's federal law that they're allowed to invest drug money in U.S. banks? As long as it's deposited in an offshore account before it's brought in? I mean, do you understand that it's public that the government and the big banks bring in the narcotics? It's an absolute admitted fact. And I have had cops at checkpoints ask to search my car. Number one, buddy, I don't use your drugs. Number two, your bosses are shipping it in. And I'm done with your hypocrisy. Okay, I'm getting mad. Folks, the corruption. See, this is the paradox. I spend all day, all week, all night researching, and then I get up here on air, and I'm not even really a talk show host. I'm a researcher who's an angry, aggressive person who gets on the air and is not playing games with you. They are announcing by next year They're saying it's voluntary, but when you read, if you want to have a bank account, or you want your kids in school, or you want a university account, or when you go in to get a medical account, it all merges under the systems they've already passed in the law to track everything you're doing. So yeah, if you want to try to be Amish and hide out somewhere in a log cabin, maybe you'll get left alone. But now under animal ID, premises ID, they're harassing and shutting down Amish all over the country. Okay. Let's go ahead and play the clip. Here is just a minute or so of the driveling lies put out by the government about the new ID system. Here it is. Put out by NIST, National Institute of Standards and Technology, U.S. Department of Commerce.
When you use the internet, sometimes you want to be anonymous. But sometimes you want to be sure that you and only you can access sensitive information or provide it to others. You might have lots of passwords, too many to remember them all. Or maybe you use the same password many times.
Don't worry, the government
Either
will not
way,
do it.
ID thieves can guess or steal your passwords and pretend to be you. A group of private and public organizations thinks there's a better way. They're building a voluntary system, an identity ecosystem, where consumers and businesses can more confidently conduct transactions online. If you decide to participate, you would pick one or more private or public secure ID providers and prove your identity. The company or public agency would...
And then, of course, the illegal aliens in every federal and state program are above the law and given driver's license, even here in Texas. And anybody can get that fake ID and then go set all these accounts up. And it's government's issuance of all these new IDs and RFIDs that they admit has caused this rash of identity theft. Oh, but don't worry. You see, now this is voluntary. If you choose to do business with any of these groups, schools, hospitals, banks, they're forcing you onto this. This is all internet, too. This is the tracking, surveillance, taxing arm of it. This is all an internet, too. And this is how they take over the web, because if they don't let you into their group, then you can't even do business. Oh, yes. You know what? I've had enough of it. We're not going to play any more of it. Let me just read to you some of the news article here. Obama calls for secure online identity system. Digital rights groups cautiously welcome the first of its kind government proposal, calling it a blueprint for increased internet security and privacy. As the nation drifts to the virtual world to take care of basic needs from grocery shopping to paying taxes and dating. Oh, yes, paying taxes. The internet has transformed how we communicate and do business, opening markets up. And they go on there, and then they have John McCain, Senator Kerry pushing it, and they go on here with a quote. Oh, that's not the one I wanted to read. The proper article that has the sickening quotes is Obama moves forward with Internet ID plan. And they've got the Commerce Secretary here, Secretary Gary Locke, saying, quote, during his speech, Locke lashed out at the conspiracy theory set who have criticized the proposal. And then it goes on, who is the conspiracy theory set? The Cato Institute, saying people will not participate in a government corporate identity project deviates from their demand for control of identity information, which is an essential part of privacy protection, autonomy, and liberty. And then the articles all go on to admit it is the government issuing you your universal passcode ID that you'll need to engage in commerce or any type of activity. The Herald Sun said it best, sick of remembering your online passwords, let the White House manage it for you. Meanwhile, under cybersecurity, every major ISP has NSA Pentagon control hubs being put in to spy on everybody and take the web over. Second hour coming up.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, is traveling around the country giving speeches and organizing folks, and he brought quite a train of other patriots with him. Brandon Smith of alt-market.com, dealing with alternative market systems to get around the globalist one-world cashless society control grid that I was just talking about. that in their own words is to be run by a private banking consortium to, quote, end our industrial world. They want a post-industrial world. So it's the banking cartel waging war against the real economy. And then popping in the last segment of this hour, Michael Bolden of the 10th Amendment Center, who I believe I've interviewed him or one of his associates in the past. But they're doing great work going around the country, talking to folks and organizing people around the 10th Amendment. And I've actually seen the mainstream media demonizing the states' rights movement, saying that they're secessionists and they want war, saying that if the states claim they have any powers, any sovereignty under the 9th and 10th Amendment, that it's some act of treason. And I've heard this worship now for several years of Abraham Lincoln and newscast everywhere saying there may be a new civil war. The states don't want to go along with the New World Order. I saw a bizarre clip from Fox last week where they had a guest on saying, we've got to have the TSA stick their hands down kids' pants. It's part of a New World Order. In fact, don't let me forget, guys, to get that clip. Aaron Dykes posted it on Friday at Infowars.com. I want to play that video clip tomorrow. Fox News guest says TSA doing what it has to in New World Order was the headline. I mean, they've gotten to the point now where they're not denying what they're doing anymore. They're just throwing it in your face and saying resistance is futile. This is the way it is, and it's a psychological warfare tactic. So for two segments by himself, Stuart Rhodes, in the next two segments, then with him, Brandon Smith for one segment, then Michael Bolden in there for the last segment. And then after we're done, I've done one video in the new studio. Still not 100% done, but it's almost there. I've done one other interview with a toxicologist on fluoride, Conant. And this will be my first roundtable discussion with folks that we'll post coming up in about 3 or 4 days or so, the interview with you today at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you'll hear the live in-studio radio / PrisonPlanet.tv interviews with the next three guests we've got. And then we're going to go into the new studio around the roundtable, one format of interviews we're going to be having. We also have a new set we've built. And so a lot of new TV shows and programs we're going to be launching here in the near future. But more and more, I do have to just cool my heels a little bit and just sit down and try to relax and overall cool my jets, because when I openly see them come out and announce with a select group of corporations that they are going to force everyone to have a government-issued internet ID to even be able to surf the internet, and then I see the White House lie about the full intent of it, it's just such incredible deception that we're dealing with as a society, and they are just trying to break our will to accept all of this garbage. But clearly tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m. Central on the main weekday show, I'm going to be spending a lot of time on Ron Paul, on Donald Trump. I've written a lot of notes here that I wanted to get to today, but I didn't get to in the last hour, dealing with how I see the election cycle shaking out this year and what I think our strategy should be regardless of that. But I will say this in the next 50 seconds. Ron Paul running, and he is going to run. You know he's going to announce in the next week or two. Ron Paul running will be a win because he'll be able to inject real issues into the rest of those globalist front people like Mitt Romney and Donald Trump. And so that's going to be a big win. And then that will position the Paul name, when everybody sees everything he was going to talk about in these debates come true in the next 4 years, that will position Rand Paul for the run in 2016. Or anybody else that's basically following the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But that name, I mean, you think Paul's got more power now because of the last run 4 years ago? Get ready. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Yeah.
Okay, we've got this hour jam-packed with guests today. We got Stuart Rhodes, founder and director of Oathkeepers, served as U.S. Army paratrooper. Stuart graduated from Yale Law School in 2004, also worked in the Ron Paul campaign and in the Ron Paul's congressional office in D.C. Oathkeepers.org is his website. And we've also got in train Brandon Smith with him, and also Michael Bolden, the 10th Amendment Center, dealing with the state standing up to the federal government. The federal government itself sold out to the internationalist. Stuart, I want to get into the 10 orders you guys won't follow, how vital it is to reach out to military and police so they understand the authoritarian direction that's being engineered publicly here in the U.S. But before we go there, you've been listening the last hour off and on. As I went over the open announcement of the internet kill switch in place, even if Congress doesn't pass it, just like they're trying to shut down coal power plants, even if Congress won't pass it through the executive. Now an internet ID with private corporations administering it, but it being issued by the government, by Homeland Security, and they admit the IRS will track everything you do for your safety. I mean, this is total surveillance, Fourth Amendment violation. But if any of the states stand up and complain, they're not supposed to do that, because according to the people who think the federal government's absolute power, the states have no rights. In fact, they shouldn't even exist. In fact, they don't exist.
That's right. They're trying to do the same thing to our states as was done in Nazi Germany, as was done in Russia, which has turned the states into powerless functionaries of the national government. And that's what they've done. They've taken all the power from the states, all the power from the people, and gathered it to Washington, D.C. So we have to sidestep that program and get back to our Constitution and revitalize our communities. And we need to have alternate communication systems, both in the form of ham radio, perhaps in the form of couriers. All of these things must be set up ahead of time, so when they pull the plug, it doesn't matter to us. We've got something else to go to.
Please continue.
And that's why we've launched Operation Sleeping Giant to wake up the veterans. That's our new website, www.operationsleepinggiant.org, and focused on the veterans, because we believe that with the leadership of the veterans in communities and getting all the VFW halls, DAV, American Legion, et cetera, on board, they can then start to set up the communication networks. They've had the training. They understand what it's like to prepare for worst-case scenarios. I don't got to convince them that bad things can happen. They know. They've been trained to deal with it, and they can be leaders in their communities to revitalize the republic from the bottom up. And we're working in close tandem with 10th Amendment Center and the Nullify Now Tour, because that is the constitutional remedy. It's not military coup. It's not just submitting. The constitutional remedy that Jefferson and Madison gave us was to go to the legislatures and say, we are going to stand up and interpose ourselves between an abusive federal government and our people. We're going to.
And this hoax is run that we're going to need to have a new Abraham Lincoln invade the other states that don't go along with federal domination if the states do anything. I mean, I've seen MSNBC say the states are not allowed to even complain. The states have no power. They do not exist. The federal government is allowed to do whatever they want. There is no Bill of Rights. There is no Constitution. Explain to people what the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights really does state, and why we need to get control of our states now.
Well, the Constitution is simply the founders' chosen method of protecting our natural rights. As the Declaration of Independence said itself, all rights come from God. That's where our rights come from. Government comes next, created by us to protect our rights. Whenever any form of government becomes abusive of those ends, it is our right and our duty to throw it off. And the mechanism that was put in place in our Constitution for doing that is the 10th Amendment. As the Bill of Rights itself makes very clear, to prevent misconstruction, they put in those additional articles. The preamble to the Bill of Rights itself makes very clear what it's for.
And you're a constitutional lawyer yourself. You graduated with high honors from Yale. But anybody can read the 9th and 10th Amendment. I mean, all powers not expressly delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people. And the 9th goes on and expands and says, look, you know, not just the rights that are enumerated here. There's a lot more than just
right.
This.
And it says, it shall not be construed That's a guide to interpretation. You shall not construe the Constitution to mean that only the rights listed here belong to the people, and yet the courts have done just that. And so that's why we can't go begging to the federal courts for permission to exercise our rights or please recognize our rights. I mean, there's no listing in the Bill of Rights of a right to have children or the right to raise your children or the right to marry. But you still have the right to do that. So our rights don't come from the government. It's a bill of shall nots.
And by the way, they've already gotten rid of property rights. Folks, when you pay these property taxes, you don't really own your land. When you pay an income tax, we didn't have that till 1913. It wasn't popularized till the 50s. That's paid directly to the private Federal Reserve. The truth is, our federal government got taken over a long time ago by private corporate interests that are not free market. They've confused the issues. And now I've learned that not just in Chicago, but all over the country, they're under federal orders. They're telling, and you notice he's getting his new education head from Chicago, Obama is, parents, you're not, they actually say this in the paper, you're not trusted to pack your child's lunch. You must buy it from Boss Hog. You must buy it from the company store. And so because it's not in the Bill of Rights that you're allowed to pack your child's lunch, they're saying you don't have that right. That's what's so dangerous about tyranny. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're going to put you in radiation bakers. We're going to track everything you buy, sell, and do with no warrants. We're not going to let you pack your child lunch. I mean, the tyranny is just galloping. The dam has broken, Stuart. And now we have the remedy of the 10th Amendment, the people's legislatures, until the same year they gave us the IRS, the same year they gave us the private Federal Reserve. They took our U.S. senators away. For folks that don't know, for the first 170, 100, whatever it was, years of this country, the people elected their legislatures, and the senators were U.S. senators were a creature of the state, voted on by the legislature, and the states had so much power they could recall them. And not even Lincoln, burning down half the country, could get those senators away from the states. Well, they got rid of them in 1913 with the 17th Amendment. And so now, imagine, the senators were creatures of the states, and they got Mr. Maddow and the rest of them up there on TV, I mean Rachel Maddow, whatever its name is, telling us there is no state. There is no right, period.
That's right. And the answer is, with your children, pull them out of public school. And the answer is, when it comes to the rights of your states, don't recognize and don't buy into their rhetoric. This is a revitalization of the Confederacy. This is racism. Long before that, from Jefferson's time on, the states stood up and nullified against the Fugitive Slave Act, for example. Northern juries refused to convict those who were sheltering slaves on the Underground Railroad.
Well, what would we do if we got a dictator and the states would line up and say no? That's what it's for. And all I'm saying is they're trying to sell it again as if it is a second American Civil War, and that if a state has any 10th Amendment rights, that it somehow is calling for secession.
That's right. That's why the military is so key. If we can show the military the original design of the Constitution and get them to see how illegitimate that would be, then they'll stand down and won't do it. And the other side of it is for us to stand up. We want them to stand down and for the states to stand up. And if both sides of the coin do that, the globalist elite are powerless.
But, I mean, shouldn't the government, Stuart Rhodes, not trust parents to pack their children's lunch? I mean, period. No lunch is allowed. I mean, in our day, we could walk home from school and eat lunch. That's Al-Qaeda. Packing your son or daughter a lunch is Al-Qaeda. Just admit that you're a freak from the past, and so am I, and that it's bizarre to not want to have TSA fondle your wife.
Well, they want to infantilize us all. They want to treat us all like children. Only thing you're allowed to do, the only thing that's legitimate, is to vote. And once you vote, then everything else that the founders wanted us to do is now considered verbotum, forbidden and illegitimate.
And you vote for a basket of people like Donald Trump. Well, they're really putting him in there now to pose as the fake populist, kind of like Obama did for the Democrats. This is a guy in the penny stocks. This is a guy hooked in with Schumer. This is a globalist. This is a guy who's declared bankruptcy. He had all these wives. On and on and on. He's a guy who loves to take old ladies' property.
That's right. When I worked for the Institute for Justice as an intern one summer in law school, there was a case going through where Donald Trump tried to use eminent domain to seize an old lady's house. She wouldn't sell it to him, so he wanted to take it through the force of government to put a parking garage in for his limos. And thankfully, she had good lawyers, good volunteer lawyers, who kicked his butt.
Well, that's when he says, let's take the oil from Iraq. Folks, we're not getting the oil. The oil company's already got that oil. We'll be right back. Stuart Rhodes, founder of Oath Keepers, briefly, again, for those that just joined us, break down what Oath Keepers is and why it's needed. And from a constitutional law perspective, working in Congress as well for Ron Paul, for those that don't know history, for those that don't have a Yale law degree, they're just like sitting ducks for this. We have scientifically focused, crafted, premeditated usurpation, takeover of our liberties. We are being usurped. We are being trampled. What made America so great is burning to the ground right now. And those of us rushing in with the remedy that the founders gave us, that history gave us, we're being renounced as the enemy because we're the people that have the crosses and the spikes and the garlic and the holy water and the sunshine and the vampire parasites. They don't like it.
That's right. And they want our military and police to be their willing tools of oppression. But if we can wake them up to the truth, one drop of truth is an antidote to an entire bucket full of nonsense and lies. And so if we can tell them the truth, they have the honor and the courage already. We get them to stand down, just as the Eastern military did in 1989. You had mass protest, and the Communist Party finally gave the order to suppress the mass protest, and the military stood down and refused.
But that was wrong. Government's always good. You never stand up against government. That's un-American. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right, and you should always obey your commander-in-chief, what we're being told right now. But we should follow the example of the East Germans.
No, we should follow. The commander said the UN ordered him to launch that war. Doesn't matter if I've had Ron Paul and others on to break down that it was illegal and was treasonous. We follow the UN's orders now.
That's what they're trying to tell us.
The president is God. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they're conditioning the military to believe also. I mean, he should be impeached for what he just did. He went to the UN and acted as though he's the president of the world and the United Nations is Congress. Totally ignored the fact we have a national Congress. And that's the trend. Get away from state power, then get away from our national sovereignty also, and go to international organizations. But if the military and police are educated about the constitutional design that we're supposed to be using, they can and will stand down when a certain tipping point is reached.
All right, I want you to go over that. I'm going to give you the floor for the next 8 minutes till this segment's over, but that's key what you just explained. First, they take it from the counties and the states. Then they take it to the federal government. Then they take it away from the Congress that are the guys that pass the laws, issue the money. In fact, reading the Founding Fathers, co-equal was a minority view of the House and the Senate being in the legislative, and then you have the judicial, the courts, and the executive, the president. The majority, and I've read these rulings and statements on air, was the Congress, because it was the greatest grouping of the people's representatives that had the greatest separation of powers. It had the most power, but now it's being rendered ceremonial. So take it from the state to the federal, take it from the Congress, give it to the president, who then says, I did this to empower the UN. You know, they said that 2 weeks ago, that he did this for the credibility of the UN. So it's already happened. And now if you don't bow down to the UN, you're a traitor.
That's right. And the most important separation of power is between the sovereign states and the national government. They're both dual sovereignty, part of a dual sovereignty system. And the great majority of the power, as the 10th Amendment makes clear, anything not granted to the national government is reserved to the states or the people. And so they've torn that down, and they've brought all power to Washington, D.C., and claim a power to make any rules about anything whatsoever. And then, as you said a minute ago, they take power from Congress and then gravitate it towards the executive branch. Now, he makes rules. You know, stroke of the pen, law of the land, kind of cool. You know, they done by Bush as well, make executive orders, circumventing Congress. And Congress, as you said a minute ago, has, you look at Article 1, Section 8, it is Congress that has the power to coin money. Congress has the power to make rules for governing the military and capture.
To declare war. It's not the president.
That's right, and declare war and to call for.
They order him as the commander-in-chief, the head general, to go do their orders.
That's right. They decide what to do. They make a decision to go to war.
Can't the military get that chain of command? I mean, it's clear. The president is not the dictator. The Congress tells him what to do. Our founders would never give a dictator that power.
Well, Congress abdicated its responsibility. From the War Powers Act on through the authorization of military force for Bush, they have abdicated and given to the president the authority to make war and make those decisions on his own. So it's partly Congress's fault. But the presidents love it. They say, sure, give me all the power. I'll decide. But now, as we said a minute ago, then what happens is they step outside of our Constitution completely. It's not just within the battle between the different parts of our government. It's now we're going to go to the world government. And we're going to have them decide whether we go and fight and die on foreign soil. So now it's the Congress of the world, as the national security apparatus of the UN. They decide when Americans fight and die.
Your message to the military and police, they've got a choice to make right now. I mean, we're deep into tyranny already. They're openly calling for internet kill switches, shutting down alternative media. I mean, stuff that we never would have believed would happen is now happening. What's your message to the military and police?
My message to them is do at least as well as the military of East Germany did when they stood down and refused to fire on their own people. Do at least as well as the military of Romania in 1989 when they also refused the dictator's orders to shoot their own people. And 10 days after the uprising began, the dictator was dead. And do at least as good as the military of Tunisia, which just recently also refused orders to fire on their own people. Our men and women in uniform should be able to do as well as the troops of a dictator in a third world North African dictatorship. I believe they can. Some folks are so cynical, they think that they will just do anything they're told. The power elites want you to think that. They want you to think they all belong to them. Don't forsake them. Wake them up. Get them on our side, and they'll do what's right, too.
Well, I mean, the bigger issue here is the globalists are the ones that have destroyed our economy. You were saying during a break, Alex, the key is this economic implosion, and you're right.
Sure, they're setting us up like dominoes. They've gutted our power in our states. They made us weak as a people. Like I said last time I was on your show, it used to be we had 3 years of grain reserves in this nation during the Cold War. Now we only have enough for half a loaf of bread for each one of us. It's absurd. So they've intentionally weakened the people and put us up and set us up to be desperate and destitute and starving when the economy
collapses. And by the way, they write white papers on that. None of this is our opinion. I mean, they want us domesticated.
Sure, and they already tell
us. Is a sharecropper allowed to have any food? No, a sharecropper's got to buy his food from the company store.
And no weapons. You can't organize by yourself. Don't you dare have a posse for your sheriff to back him up. Don't you dare have a state militia. Don't have a county militia. You can't do anything. Like you said earlier, you can't even pack your own kids' lunch. They're treating us like children, and the only safe thing they want us to do is go vote for fake puppet one or fake puppet two, which they both control.
Now, the good news is you are seeing a lot of military and police waking up. When we got those secret documents and others have been released, that the number one target of the government secretly is veterans. And that's not some veteran who's whacked out of his mind. It's conservatives and libertarians. That Homeland Security was built for the gun-owning, land-owning American.
And most veterans are traditional Americans. They believe in our heritage. They believe in the principles of the Declaration of Independence, and they believe in the Constitution.
And they may have been conned a little bit to get into neoconism, but they were only used. The globalists hate you, just like Hitler shut down the SA after he came to power.
That's right. They'll use you and throw you away. And that's why when I reach out to veterans now, they are open and listening because they are being deprogrammed after years into the Bush administration of being brainwashed to go along with the neocon agenda. But now they're waking up. They're seeing, like, they're upset about Libya. They understand what's wrong with that and are seeing that Obama is taking, he's simply taking what Bush created and taking to the next step, claiming the authority to assassinate Americans anywhere found in the world on his secret list.
And they admit Al-Qaeda is the core of the rebels. I mean, what do you make of that, the fact that they're telling us Al-Qaeda are now the good guys in Libya?
I hadn't heard much about that.
Pull up Wall Street Journal, yeah. Did you hear about Anwar al-Awlaki, the number two in Al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon, Stuart?
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, I want to get your take on that when we come back after the news, and we've got one of your compadres in studio with us.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like him any more than you do.
CNBC on Friday had the headline, Republicans will be to blame if U.S. defaults Geithner. That's the Treasury Secretary. I had Lou Dobbs on for more than a half hour, and he agreed with me that was financial terrorism. It is the out-of-control spending. It is the tens of trillions in foreign banker bailouts that is the main reason the dollar is already basically defaulting, the Federal Reserve's having to monetize 70% of it. And China is dumping more and more dollars now. So that is a default. Oh, they're going to pay off the international debts, but with devalued money. And that is a inflation tax on us all. And that leads us to this next segment. I'm going to be doing an extended video interview with both of you guys after this for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But Brandon Smith with alt-market.com, to segue into this briefly, we had Bernard von Nuthaus, 13 years, for decades before that, ran the Hawaiian Royal Mint. Your constitutional lawyer, even the Wall Street Journal, Associated Press said he shouldn't have been convicted. The jury's ignorance. Last night, I took my kids to a movie. Guy was paying with a $2 bill. Called the manager up, freaked out, almost called cops. People are routinely arrested for $2 bills. But I actually saw this with the guy in front of me last night. It took him like 5 minutes. I mean, and they said, please go to another line. And I was like, well, there's no reason to. I want to see this happen. But he went to jail, basically, or was about to go to jail for a $2 bill. But he didn't even have a $2 bill that was the government currency. He had his own silver. So segue with that, and then let's break down what's happening with the financials.
What they're trying to do is criminalize something the Constitution never said people can't do, which is simply to have real gold and silver in your pocket and use that. So trying to manipulate what vague statutes in our law that have been sitting there for decades, but now they're trying to turn them into a weapon against someone like von Nuthaus, who simply had sound money that he was selling and using and encouraging others to use. And so what they've done, like the U.S. Attorney Ann Tompkins said after his conviction, attempts to undermine the legitimate currency of this country are simply a unique form of domestic terrorism. While these forms of anti-government activities do not involve violence, they are every bit as insidious and represent a clear and present danger to the economic stability of this country. And they're telling us what they're going to do. We are determined to meet these threats through infiltration, disruption, and dismantling of organizations which seek to challenge the legitimacy of our democratic form of government.
And we now have 9 states, South Carolina, Montana, others, moving to issue their own currencies. For hundreds of years, there have been cities, counties that issue their own scripts. This is as legal as taking a walk in the park. And they're using the public's abject ignorance and these handpicked federal juries that are kept basically like criminal informants is what they are. They're just hired liars who would send a ham sandwich to the gas chamber.
That's right. And I lived in Las Vegas. I grew up there. And you saw all kinds of casinos using coins that said U.S., you know, $5, $10. So they use all the same terminology that he was convicted for using. They've been doing that for decades. So what's the difference? Well, he was a legitimate, serious threat to the fiat system. So they don't want anybody to unplug from the matrix to use anything other than their manufactured fiat system. If you use that, they're going to come after you.
He had $7 million on hand when they came and seized it in gold and silver. Now, expanding into ways to counter this, we can't let this intimidation work, or next they'll tell parents they can't pack their kids' school lunches. Oh, I'm sorry, they're already doing that. Or next they'll have untrained goons sticking their hands down kids' pants. Oops, they're already doing it. Next they'll be putting sodium fluoride in the water. Oops, they're already doing it. Brandon Smith, tell us about your idea that's really taking the country by storm, and you guys are traveling around the country getting this information out.
Well, what we're looking at is an extreme form of centralization. And the purpose of centralization is to remove options to the public until there's only one option left.
That's freedom, though. Like in Star Trek, the Borg are bringing freedom.
Right. Resistance is futile. Yeah.
That's loving, yeah.
And that's essentially what globalization is centralization, removing options until there's only one left.
No more firewalls. Nowhere left to run. Just nothing but total control freaks running things that openly say they want to exterminate us.
Exactly. And I think the Nuthaus decision, the Liberty Dollar decision, was very important. Not necessarily the trial itself, but the post-trial statement from Ann Tompkins, who, you know, compared it to domestic terrorism. I think the reason that's important is because they tipped their hand. They showed that they showed what they fear, what they really fear, which is decentralization and localization and common.
Because if they're going to devalue a currency, which they're now doing, and the Chinese and others don't want it, the Europeans are running away, well, at least they've got us here, and they're saying, look, you're not going to have anything else.
Exactly.
And let's not forget, in my grandparents' day, they ordered them to turn their gold and silver in.
Yes.
And most of them did. My great-grandfather up in Dallas, who owned a car dealership, you know, he didn't give in to what they said, and I already kept a little bit back, but will Americans line up this time and even turn in their wedding rings if the government orders them to?
We're hoping not. We're hoping that we can influence the public to start taking up personal barter.
But, sir, isn't patriotism doing whatever government says?
That's what they say.
Wow, you're almost as bad as George Washington.
I must be a terrorist like Nodhaus for, yeah.
All right, well, tell us about your evil idea of people engaging in commerce outside of the private Federal Reserve notes that are counterfeit, that masquerade as U.S. currency.
Right, well, my extremist idea is to promote barter and trade networks across the country.
Very evil.
That's just the beginning. Eventually, what we want to do is set up conventions across the country that teach people how to set up barter networks, but also bring in experts in particular trades.
Like Osama bin Laden?
Somebody like that, yeah. What is his trade?
CIA officer. But I mean, going back to that, I mean, being serious, I'm just illustrating absurdity by being absurd here.
No problem.
I mean, looking at this here, I mean, they are saying he's a unique type of terrorist.
No, absolutely. That reveals our great fear, which is that people will decentralize, localize, and start taking their commerce, their local commerce, into their own hands and operating it themselves instead of relying on corporate chains.
Well, we're already seeing these co-ops around the country, right, where okay, the government says, I can't have fresh milk from a local dairy, so you buy your own cow that's in a stall there. We're doing that.
Right.
Very Al-Qaeda. And then they're trying to harass and shut those down, even though it's not illegal. I mean, they're not freaked out about Mexican drug cartels, banks laundering hundreds of billions in money. They're not worried about corruption. No, they're worried about people who actually want to learn how to wipe their own nose.
Well, they're trying to shut the Amish down, and I'm from Pennsylvania. And, you know,
whoa, you're not backing them up, are you?
I
thank God they're trying to shut them down. What I read about the SWAT teamings of them, those are dangerous people.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're selling.
They have beards. Al-Qaeda.
They're selling milk.
Dutch Al-Qaeda.
Yes. Writing. Very, very.
Woo! I'm in a room with some radicals.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude. I'm radical, but not this radical. You're actually siding with Amish not being SWAT team for having their kids CPS'd?
Absolutely.
And they're
absolutely
off the grid, too.
That's Okay, I'm going to. Sir, tell us about your evil organization, alt-market.com.
Right. Well, what we've done so far is we've launched a website that people can use as a networking hub for their barter networks. They can jump on. They can set up a profile page for their group. They can meet other people who want to barter in their area.
Keep talking. I'm keeping you here.
Okay. From there,
yeah, Homeland Security. I've got him right here. Hmm? Hold on, wait a minute. He says he knows Amish. He knows them. Yeah, he believes you should be able to have your own silver. Mm-hmm. Keep talking. Just stay there, buddy.
All right.
You're gonna learn. That's not funny. Keep laughing. All right, good. I'll keep him here. Make sure that you roll in hot with the SWAT team. He's dangerous.
Okay, is that see something, say something that you? Is that Janet Napolitano?
You actually write for SWAT magazine, don't you? That's good.
I used to. Yeah.
You're starting to wake those guys. Oh, they didn't like it when you said you're for freedom.
No. They're patriots. I got too busy with the Oath Keepers. Keep writing for them.
Sir, I apologize. We're gonna
No problem.
We're gonna do an extended interview with you because it's a surprise having you here today.
Okay.
Duke called me a few days ago and said, "Hey, Stuart's coming through town." I said, "Bring him." And then he brought all you great guys who I'm familiar with. We're gonna do a video interview with you that'll be out in the next week or so. That's gonna be awesome for PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be seen by hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Brandon Smith, you heard him. He knows Amish. He's evil. And alt-market.com. Find out more about something so un-American, so wicked, so horrible. The Founding Fathers loved it. We'll be right back. All right, we've got some really hardcore extremists in here with us in the final segment. We'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time for the big three-hour weekday show. But I apologize for having such extremists in studio, and I think all of you should prove that you love the government by taking every vaccine they come out with, eating all the GMO food, drinking all the fluoride, and believing whatever the mainstream media tells you. Now, going back to you gentlemen, we have Michael Bolden in here with us with the 10th Amendment Center, 10thAmendmentCenter.com. But you were finishing up, Stuart, with the key to the Brandon Smith model of alt.market.com with this decentralization.
Yes, don't do like Nothouse did, but Nothouse. Don't have a big pile of silver in one place. Don't try to be a central organization that runs everything. Instead, be like a swarm of bees. A hunter in the woods can't kill a swarm of bees, no matter how powerful his rival.
You could have 1,000 different groups taking silver and making it into coins and just stamping a symbol of liberty on it.
Or just use simple junk silver from 1964 or earlier. Just do it. Do it as individuals, as families, as neighborhoods, as communities. Do it yourselves.
And big things start small. Take how you couldn't get organic food 10 years ago. Now it's supplanting in mainline stores the GMO garbage because people are being given that choice. That's what they're scared of. That's why they're calling it terrorism, because they're killing the dollar, so they don't want you to go away from their dollar.
They're killing the dollar, and they want to replace it with a world currency that you'll have no choice but to accept. That's why you must resist at every level. As individuals, you must realize that you can't let them chill your behavior or chill your speech. And as states, Utah just passed the sound money legislation into law.
They're more extreme than the Amish. Let's go to Michael Bolden. Michael, tell us about your evil activity.
Well, the answer, as you know, to 1984 is 1798. There's this evil extremist terrorist. His name is Thomas Jefferson, Alex. And he told
us. The father of Al-Qaeda.
He told us in 1798 that the several states composing the United States of America are not united on a principle of unlimited submission to their general government. And any time that the general government violates the Constitution, the rules given to it by we the people of the several states.
It's null and void.
A nullification of the act is the rightful remedy. As you interviewed so many people, Sam Rohrer, Charles Key, all these people around the country that are introducing state sovereignty resolutions, firearms freedom acts, and nullification bills in the states, this is not just a good idea. Jefferson and Madison told us that this is our duty.
This is America.
Absolutely.
And it starts with the Declaration of Independence, says the same thing. When this government becomes destructive of these aims, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, it's not just our right, it's our duty to remove it and change it or change it back. And that's what we do with nullification. So why do we even have states if the mainstream media, the dinosaur corporate media, is running around foaming at the mouth saying, if you talk about states' rights, you literally eat children.
You hate America if you talk about decentralization, whether it's about marijuana or rejecting the Patriot Act or saying that your state's National Guard troops, like was a bill just introduced in Maine, should not be overseas occupying foreign countries. It doesn't matter what the issue is, left, right, or center. They just want to keep us in a box fighting amongst each other, like Rachel Maddow attacked us on MSNBC last week, saying the 10th Amendment Center is pushing all these evil decentralization.
She attacked you because you actually know the real rules of the game.
Maybe.
And they're cheating, and they don't like it.
Yeah, and James Madison also told us in 1798 that a state, when the federal government violates the Constitution, is duty-bound to interpose, to stand in between you, the citizen of the state, and the federal government to protect your liberty. This isn't something we're supposed to... We're not supposed to vote the bums out and hope that the new bums just fix the problems created by the last bums. We're not supposed to wait for some black-robed deities on the Supreme Court to tell us that we can exercise our rights. We're supposed to exercise our rights whether they want us to exercise our rights.
But Donald Trump's going to save us.
Well, you know, as long as the birth certificate is dealt with, everything is going to go away. That's, you know, that's the reality of it all.
Absolutely. People need to be taken over their counties, their cities. I mean, you look at the city of Austin. There are few city councils this criminal. I mean, they're robbing, stealing, grabbing, involved taxes, insider deals, going back for decades because this is a rich town. And wherever the money is at, you know, these creatures show up. And if the city of Austin, the people here, shouldn't be voting 60% in a presidential election. They should be voting 60% in local elections. And that's really part of the 10th Amendment as well. The power resides with the people at the state level, and we need to take our legislatures back.
Absolutely. The 10th Amendment codifies in law that we, the people of the several states, we created the federal government, not the other way around. We created that government to be our agent for certain enumerated or listed purposes and nothing more. That means no EPA, no national health care, no mandates, no Patriot Act, no unconstitutional wars, no federal education, no on and on and on.
And you notice, once we let them do this, like a demonic New World Order Easter Bunny, it just starts laying new bureaucracies, new laws, new power grabs. Under the 10th Amendment, Obama now is going to have your computer passcode, and you're going to have a federal ID to surf the web or purchase things.
Well, it's got to be the job of our states, of our sheriffs. I mean, I'm sure you've talked with Sheriff Mack. It's got to be the duty of the sheriffs, of the states, of our people locally to stand up and say no. And we can see that when 25 states reject the Real ID Act, the Bush administration slammed down our throat. Our 15 states, like my home state of California, say, we don't care what the Supreme Court says about medical marijuana. We're going to do it anyways. When enough people say no to Washington, D.C., and enough states pass laws to back them up, there's not much that D.C. can do to slam their unconstitutional acts, because they are not laws. Unconstitutional acts are usurpations of power. There's not much that they can do to slam that down our throats.
You were in the green room earlier. What do you make of these amazing statements by the federal government with Bernard von Nuthaus, just a mainline, you know, guy producing an alternative currency, not counterfeiting, totally lawful, in competition with the Federal Reserve, and they said this is an insidious terror attack. We're going to infiltrate anybody trying to create an alternative currency and put them in jail. The good news is, even the Wall Street Journal, even the Associated Press said this wasn't illegal what he did. Well, who is this jury they've got? Well, 98% of people indicted by the feds end up going to jail. Folks, do you really believe 98% of people are guilty? No. They have special federal juries, as you know, Stuart, that are kept and basically rotate around who would send the Virgin Mary to the electric chair for no reason if they were told to.
Obey your orders, slave. But the reality is that great smugglers like John Hancock gave us a tradition of resistance. We just need to continue pushing along those lines and saying no, because we the people have the power. And it's, you know, I've listened to your show long enough to know that these are the types of things they do. They try to make example of people who aren't high profile enough to scare good, honest people back into watching the game on TV, you know, because it's too scary. I don't want to get involved with using that new 10th Amendment Center silver medallion that we just released yesterday, because I'm afraid that guy Bernard got busted. So they'll do that from time to time to freak everybody out, but they can't arrest all of us.
Oh, I've seen people arrested for having an alternate silver coin because the cops think they're illegal.
Sure, the $2 bills. I think the reality is it should be the other way around. If society was running the way it was supposed to be, everyone who was using those fiat dollars, which are just fraud anyways, they should be in jail. You should be in jail right now, Alex.
Hey, does somebody have a lighter? I ought to burn these. Folks, this may have George Washington on it, but it says Federal Reserve Note. And until 1913, it didn't say Federal Reserve Note. And you could take the dollars and redeem them for silver or gold. Now they just took the backing away, and the bankers give this to the government, and then a dollar of digital debt is created that you and I have to pay for. These bankers, these Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types, get the whole world through fraud. And if you don't want to use their garbage, counterfeit U.S. government money, and they claim this is a crime, destroying their holy money. That's in that. No, this is the counterfeit money. This is the garbage. This is the joke. This is the fraud. This is the scam. This confetti right here is what's killing our country and what gives these banksters unlimited financial power. As Thomas Jefferson said, have you ever let private banks issue the currency and credit that we will wake up, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered? It is that simple. You think that the first time we had something like this was 1913? For thousands of years, these banking frauds have been made. But real Ponzi operators don't go to jail. They take over the world, and they put in draconian systems where you can't pack your own child's school lunch because you've been trained to be a prisoner. Closing comments on that from both of you.
One quick comment. It's really important that we work to end the Fed from the bottom up, something that we're working on at 10th Amendment Center that Stuart just mentioned about the Constitutional Tender Act that passed in Utah that you were talking about previously, because we can pull the rug out from under them by just starting to use gold and silver and show that the money is really worth less than the paper that it's printed on.
Oh, it's wrong, they say, to deface or do anything to the private Federal Reserve's money. But it's okay when Wachovia and Wells Fargo get caught shipping in $376 billion of laundered money. They didn't get in trouble for that. That's the feds looking out for us, right, guys?
That's it.
Stuart, what do you think about that story about all the laundered drug money?
Which one was it?
Did you see the story out of Bloomberg and AP about the $376 billion in laundered drug money with Wachovia and Wells Fargo?
No, I missed that.
Good folks. But, I mean, they're doing what America... That's good. But if your kid gets caught with a marijuana cigarette, behind bars, baby.
Well, the answer, like you said a minute ago, the answer is for all of us to withdraw our consent, withdraw our cooperation, and to have the guts to stand up.
Great job, guys. We're out of time. Let's go to the video interview for PrisonPlanet.tv. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. Great job, crew.